This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The Menendez brothers could be getting their day in court. Well, they are getting their day in court coming up in November. The result of that could result in their freedom, or it could result in more time behind bars, or it could result in, well, let's plan for a new trial. We'll find that out very soon. Some of his family members out in front of the L.A. County District Attorney's Office talking about it and pleading for their release or some reconsideration just this last week. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI Special Agent. Where do you think this is going to go? 30 years ago, we had a very different environment in our country when it came to abuse of boys, especially abuse of boys from their father or anyone in power. It just didn't happen, or at least we like to pretend that it didn't happen. We just didn't really talk about it. And we didn't create an environment for boys to come and speak about it. It was very shameful. A lot of people still have that attitude today. Clearly, we're not in the same place or time. And we see this stuff happening everywhere. It's not so unbelievable anymore. It's also not so unbelievable to understand that this likely happened to the Menendez brothers, with more people coming out and sharing their stories about Jose Menendez. Where do you think this goes in the coming months?
Well, I don't think we're going to see a new trial. I would be surprised. I think we could see a resentencing of Eric and Lyle. I've made no secret about the fact that the way this all came about, I find very suspect from the standpoint of they had hours and hours and hours to discuss with their therapist under the cloak of not having anything disclosed, because legally there is that privilege in place. Mm-hmm. And yet they admitted to murdering their parents, the specificity regarding how, when, where, and why never was it mentioned that they were sexually assaulted by their father in mm-hmm. all those hours of tapes. In addition, the letter that was found by, I believe it's the mother of the cousin that Eric purportedly wrote to discussing, was found years later, purportedly in a drawer. I don't know how we, from an evidentiary standpoint, authenticate that. Mm-hmm. And in addition, the player for Menudo, the band member, I should say, for Menudo, he didn't come out till 2023 when he was working on entertainment type project movie. I just find that all suspect. Obviously, they talked about it on the stand, but if you recall, the only validation of sexual molestation that was corroborated at that time was that Lyle was sexually assaulting Eric, mm-hmm. because Eric gave the details. And so did Lyle, under oath on the stand.
Mm-hmm. But none of that was brought into the second trial. That's the thing. I mean, none of these key points were ever brought up. And, you know, I've gone back and I've watched the archive. I've watched the trial, those portions specifically of the testimony of those boys, young men at the time when they were testifying in the first trial about the abuse. And It reads to me as very authentic. I mean, did they have, you know, was there incentive? Yes, you can get all this money, you can do all this and that. But if you've been abused your whole life and you're looking to just finally break free of that sort of thing, you're young, you're dumb. That's going to exist no matter what. Maybe there is some excitement in going, hey, the money's ours now and we're not going to get abused anymore. And he's not going to abuse other people anymore. Maybe there is some jubilation there where the rest of the country can look at that and go, that's kind of disgusting. They just killed their parents and now they're going on this spending spree. Well, look how oppressed they might have been if their story is in fact true, which I think a lot more evidence is pointing to that it was.
Well, Tony, I have always said, if it's true, all those allegations, then certainly I think we have a motive for this horrific crime, but it still isn't an excuse to commit a crime like this.
You
can't say, I'm just going to take revenge on my parents when there are so many other ways to get out of that situation.
I agree.
They were not kiddos, right? And it was very well thought out and planned. They planned their alibis. They planned where they would bury the guns. They purchased the guns separately, you know, so it wouldn't be guns from within inside the house. I think the reason, and you know, this was just always my belief, that they blew their faces off and hunted Kitty on the ground after she was shot but hadn't died and went back and reloaded and shot her again. I thought they were trying to make it look like a mob hit, you know, something, or, and really that would never be a mob hit anyway. Sure. That isn't how a mob would never be messy like that. But what they thought in their mind that they could, you know, get away with.
Yeah.
And they almost got away with it.
Yeah.
Other than Eric going to his, you know, psychologist feeling terrible about the whole situation, they would have gotten away with it, likely.
Yeah, no,
possibly.
I agree. If it had been Layla and Erica that committed this crime of a father that was perpetually molesting them and raping them in their childhood, and they finally had enough and they did this exact same thing, I think we'd be looking at it a very different way. I think there'd be songs about it. I think there'd be movies about it, celebrating these women as heroes for standing up, you know, almost in a Goodbye Earl sort of way, in a totally different dynamic. But because they're boys, I just feel like, again, assuming this is true, we've always looked at it in a different way, with more suspect, more question, more, well, they could have handled it a different way. I mean, sexual abuse is sexual abuse, whether you're a man or a woman. It cuts very, very deep and can spark very, you know, extreme actions against another person when they finally have the courage to stand up. I'm never saying that it's right to go murder somebody, even if you've been sexually abused by them. But I think it puts more context into this of, yeah, they probably did plan it. They probably did premeditate all this and have a plan to get rid of the people that had been abusing them and harboring that abuser, despite their knowledge that, yeah, this person's probably doing this to me. If it's all true, do you think they've served their time?
Well, let me go with your premise, first of all. If that's the case, everything you just laid out so eloquently, I might say, Tony.
Thank you.
Why in the world, when the police knock at your door, you call? Actually, what happened was a feigned 911 call, right? Oh my God, sure. I don't know what happened. All fake, all contrived, all acted out, I would argue, just like what I think happened on the stand. However, why wouldn't you just say, my parents or my father has been sexually abusing me for all this time? This is what we have gone through. We were so afraid they were going to kill us on this particular day. And we just, we had had it. Why didn't it never came out? Well, remember, even to the initial attorney.
Yeah. Because I think back then it wouldn't have been accepted. That's, I think, the simple answer. It wouldn't have been accepted. It would have been, what? That doesn't happen. Well, even if it did happen, it'd be looked at in a very different light. If it happened today, I think one could probably get away with that defense. But in 1989, I don't think that there would have been as much sympathy and empathy that as there would be today.
Well, look at the empathy and sympathy that those boys garnered on the stand, not only from the public, but from the jurors. They got off.
Yeah.
I mean, or at least they weren't convicted. They were found, you know, it was hung. Mm-hmm. So I would argue that no, even back in 1989, when you hear about small children being raped and incest and the horrible allegations they made against their father, I think it would glean sympathy, and it certainly would have been in a more honest way. I think the way it all came about for me is my issue with the whole thing. It didn't seem to come about until their second attorney got involved. And, you know, there's a lot of speculation that she put that in their minds because she had gotten somebody off, mm-hmm. you may recall,
yep.
by using a similar type story mm-hmm. That might not have been true.
Sure. Sure. Lots of questions here of how, you know, how would have this been handled in the past? And they're all valid reasons. There's all valid points as to, we just don't know. We just don't know if they had played their cards differently, how this all would have, all this all would have shaken out. It'll be fascinating to see now what the judge decides to do. If it's going to be looked at more as, well, this was more manslaughter. Maybe they have served their time, or the judge may come back and say, no, you did this. You should have done it a different way. Or not at all. We'll have to find out. It'll be very interesting and compelling to watch.
Well, and I think, Tony, in this day and time, as you just mentioned, with the current air about everything, and now you have the celebrities and everything coming forward, and you basically have, in my opinion, social media, particularly in this case, TikTok, and mm-hmm. and all these people that are really, I think, helping change the manuscript
yeah.
right before our eyes of these cases, and in particular, the Menendez case. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that the DA is certainly compelled. He's going to look over everything. It seems to me he's going to give it a very fair shake.
Yeah.
They have spent decades behind bars. Mm-hmm. You know, I would just argue it was just such a horrific, heinous crime. He was at Jose Menendez was in the, and I'm just saying, if you're looking at it from the standpoint of he didn't sexually molest his kids, mm-hmm. he was in the prime of his career. He had earned everything. He was a Cuban immigrant
yeah.
who was washing dishes, who had nothing. He is definition of a self-made man. And
yeah.
So Kitty, you know, by all accounts was, you know, somebody who had substance abuse issues. She was not particularly seemingly the best homemaker by any stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But did she deserve to be gunned down by her children in this vicious way? You know, like you said, a lot of questions.
Very much so. I think the brothers also, I think there's some regret, it sounds like, on Kitty. I think they felt like they had no other choice. Not that it justifies it by any means, but also I think if you look at it and go, this woman was, you know, harboring this abuser. She knew what was going on and was somehow okay with it. That'd be a hard pill to swallow as a child as well. But yeah, we'll find out where this all ends up landing. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.